This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Care less what workers of iniquity. Rastafari, it's my security. Chillin', and I'ma go.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Sound Games, Pinder Tile, Printmasters, Sandcastle Bahamas, Tropical Gyros, and the Water and Sewage Corporation.
Keep them far from Satan. Eyelid, walk with me, talk to me. Show me the thoughts in them heart for me. My death on the journey, them can't see me. Them a privacy, me can't write off with me. Be a shield to me, reveal to me. The bad guy, whatever I need, you never hesitate for bust the seal for me. Eyelid, and I'm a going out and with my forward in. Coming at me, the Bible tell me about a nation of peace. Me think a joke, but not the jokes on me. Stay with me, I clear the stage for me. I'm smiling on my face, and I dig a grave for me. So when me touch the rush, I just have it.
You got a lot loaded to the is it, what's the day? Tuesday? Yeah, today's Tuesday. Tuesday, May 13th. Your boy Naughty in your company, right up until 6 p.m. And of course, you know, it is Tuesday. We'll be checking in with Grand Bahama in short order. Sarah Kirkby and Darren Cooper will be chiming in. As you know, each and every Tuesday, great supplement from the Grand Bahama News in the Guardian, all things Grand Bahama. So we will be getting caught up with both of those great contributors on the flip side of the break. But before we get to that, you know, if you want to chime in, the phone lines will be open. And we got a lot to talk about, big hotel deal signing in Grand Bahama. So, you know, got to talk down and we got to talk, Grand Bahama in general. So if you want to chime in, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head. Brought to you by BTC.
Text lines 596. That's 4224796. Lines in New Providence are open. 323-6232. 325-4259. 325-4316. Toll free and anyone in the family on is 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. All right. On the flip side of the break, we're going to jump right into Grand Bahama. We're going to get caught up with Sarah and Darren. Obviously, we'll talk all things Grand Bahama. Talk about that big hotel deal pending. The signing pen almost ready to hit paper. And then, of course, we'll talk about, the nation in general. So that's all coming up on the flip side of the break as we get into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by Sean Shoes. The Tuesday, May 13th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Show me the thoughts and them heart for me. Me death from the journey, them can't get off for me. Be a shield for me, reveal to me. The bad guy.
Turn up the heat and the flavor with the new jalapeno fire from KFC. Crunch into the iconic taste of KFC's original recipe, extra large filet, that's made with KFC's secret recipe of 11 herbs and spices cooked to perfection. Stacked high with spicy jalapeno peppers, pepper jack cheese, and our cool but kicking jalapeno sauce, all wrapped up in a soft, toasted brioche bun. Go bolder and crank up the heat with our spicy zinger filet. The new jalapeno fire is bringing the heat, and it's finger-licking good.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. and more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
We're still here. Since 1941, the Armory Company has been your trusted partner and one-stop solution for all your business and technology needs. From printers to copier leasing, point of sale to cloud video surveillance, and access control to ATMs, we've got it all. And we ship to all family islands. Call our dedicated customer service team now at 397-1600 or visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street. An experience excellence that stands the test of time. The Armory Company. Your success is our business.
Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
It's time to give away a cruise. Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel wants to take you on a 7-day cruise for four to Panama, Colombia, Curacao, and Aruba on Royal Caribbean Serenade off the seas. And here's the best part. No visa required. That's right, no visa required. You have four ways to enter, four ways to win. Number one, fill out the form in the NASA Guardian. Number two, listen to Star 106.5 and Guardian Radio 96.9. Number three, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Number four, or make a purchase at any Going Places Travel. Entry deadline is June 27th, 2025. Drawing will be taking place on July 4th, 2025. So you know what that means? Pack your bags and get ready to soak up the sun and feel the ocean breeze. You and three loved ones sailing the high seas on a vacation cruise of a lifetime. Brought to you by the Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel. Certain conditions apply. Airfare, taxes, and gratuities not included.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John Shoes.
I care less for workers of iniquity. Rastafari, it's my security. And I'm a going out and coming in. Never leave by Jah Jah. Keep a far from vampires. And I'm a going out and coming in. Keep a fire right on.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, May 13th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy, Naughty, and your company right up until 6 p.m. Right now, we're going to get down to Grand Bahama as we get into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And all things Grand Bahama each and every Tuesday. And, of course, we have Sarah Kirkby joining us from the Grand Bahama News. And we have Mr. Darren Cooper joining us as well. And, obviously, from the wonderful Mother's Day greetings I saw, I think we now need to say an aspirin for the seat in Central Grand Bahama on the F&M ticket, Mr. Darren Cooper.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Now, you know, I could brag on you like I brag on the Cowboys. Don't let me down.
And do my best to give the Bahamian people and Central Grand Bahama residents what they deserve.
Good stuff. We'll talk about that in a little bit, Darren. But, Sarah, obviously, we got a great supplement this week from the Grand Bahama News. And, obviously, has the rain hit you guys in Grand Bahama yet?
Yes, dude. We had that last night. But wait a second. Where's this Mother's Day comment? Where's my Happy Mother's Day?
Oh, Happy Mother's Day, Sarah, and belated Happy Mother's Day. And guess what? I know you did your thing with the tea and the gloves and the big hat. I know you got it in.
You know I did. And maybe
I know
a little
you went completely across the pond and had some tea and crumpet at
That's
4 p.m.
Darling.
On the news.
It was rather special. It was rather lovely. But then I also had a couple painkillers at Stone Crab, so that was really good.
I don't know what they are, but I'm sure you enjoyed. All right.
I did. Okay.
The elephant or the hotel in the room, what we need to talk about. So why don't we get the headlines out of the way, and then we can address that hotel situation, all right? So,
you
Sarah, let's jump on in and bring us up to snuff. Like I said, great stuff from The Guardian. And the big story leading off this week, well, at least the front page, you got the double tragedy. Obviously, that the 8 Mile Rock community was shaken by that horrific accident with the police cruiser and the civilian vehicle, as well as the young man passing away. That shook everybody up here in New Providence as well.
Yeah, it was rather devastating. And I've also just received a flyer. I don't know if Darren's got seen it, but they're also doing a fundraiser, I presume, for his family, the young man, which is devastating. And I just, you can't even think about it on Mother's Day, what happened. But I was very pleased to hear that the other man was okay. And it was just, we had choppy weather, really. We had all week, we had, you know, White Peaks, it was bad. Nobody was going out in the boat and sailing. So, you know, it was very scary that they were out there. I can only imagine if they were, even if they were good swimmers, I couldn't imagine what the undertow would have been like. So it's devastating for everybody. And, you know, it just really reminds you, just you've got to be so careful in the ocean. You know, you've always got to be prepared. Yeah, so that was, you'll see this, the story's kind of, Barbara did her best here to tell the story of what happened. I don't know if Darren went down there or not. Did you go down, Darren?
Yeah, I was down on Saturday. I got the call. And so I was actually there when the body was retrieved out of the water. It was just an experience, you know, to see the community of 8 Mile Rock, you know, not being close relatives or just knowing him. I know the family very well. They were members of my church, and so I do know the family. And it is a difficult time. The mother returned to the island yesterday or today, coming to grips. I think this is her oldest child who is set to graduate from the Marathai school. Doing well, bright future in front of him. And also the young lady that would have lost her life in the car accident, also too, know the family. And so it was an experience in the community of 8 Mile Rock. When I got the call, I think there was no fire trucks, no ambulance or police cars en route. And so I was there when they all arrived to the accident scene, and just to see the whole community coming together to see how best they can assist. And it was just something to you know, really open your eyes to see, one, how important it is for us to live together as one, to put petty politics and petty issues aside, and just be our brother's keeper and just come together and live good. Because it was that type of experience on Saturday in the 8 Mile Rock community, moving from the accident, going to the drowning, and it was a lot.
I can imagine.
I think the whole community was shaken, not just the community, but you know, New Providence as well. I mean, a lot of people, you know, were shocked by the whole situation and saddened by it. And like I said, my thoughts and prayers and condolences go out to the families, obviously, mm-hmm. and the community down there, too, because that is very shocking. On it. So
hopefully,
you know, the community will hold those families up. We got some other news out of Grand Bahama. The Grand Bahama Shipyard welcomes a new CEO. Has that been long overdue, or was that expected?
It was expected. I think Mr. Scantleberry, David, has been here for almost, I think, 10 years, or if not longer. And so it's something that he knew was coming along. Pleased to have him on island, and I know he will be part of a team that I'm working with. They have their apprentice program, which is kicked off after, you know, COVID and everything, and sent the first set of, I think it was 22 apprentices they sent last year over to the UK for part of their training. They'll be doing that again. So it's really good. And he'll obviously oversee the $600 million redevelopment that's happening there. And, you know, they updated everybody recently that it's going extremely well. And so it's good to see them really pushing Bahamians at the forefront as much as they can to get this training. I mean, this is a, you know, when you do this apprentice work, you can go all over the world to do this. It's amazing. So I do hope as many students as possible or kids as possible do try to get in on this when they get a chance. So, yeah. Oh, we also had some more good news. You know, we have a little bit of bragging rights here, Naughty. We won, you know, Junior Minister of Tourism. We're just taking all the awards. Watch out.
Here we go.
We're trying our best. Here we go.
More for MJ to brag about across the dinner table. Here we go.
That's right. So our young Mary Star of the Sea student, Catholic combined now, I should say that, was the winner. And so she came back to a lot of applause and a lot of tourism people there representing, very proud that we have our junior minister. And then if you're looking, also a couple stories that we want to point out. One is the underwater sculptures. You have underwater sculptures in Nassau that are quite famous and are big. We seem to be doing one here. And that's going to be done by in conjunction with a lot of NGOs and the Port Authority. So it's the National Trust, Water Keepers, and the Port Authority. I know I'm going to miss some people as well, the BNT. They're all working together to create this beautiful underwater sculptures as well, and following the history and the founders of the island. So you can read about that in today's paper. And then there's two things I particularly am very pleased about. One is the Eiffel crafting. They're really pushing in the Port Authority, and I know that the government is also doing a program that's starting as well, teaching about crafting, creating our own products so that things don't, you know, in the straw markets and things like that, don't come from foreign countries. They're really pushing for people to have more native Bahamian products. So this is all courses that people are taking with all the development that's coming and you know, the different places, and pitching these ideas and creating them. And that leads us into what happened at the expo that we talked about. Well, we talked about in our paper, we weren't on with you last week, but we'd pre-teased it, that the Freeport Business Expo did a pitch for their people looking, you know, entrepreneurs who had great ideas and looking to go into the tourism business. And so this is the story. We wanted to give them a little bit more of a highlight, because for me, we've talked about it several times on here. You know, right now is an opportunity for Bahamians, Grand Bahamians in particular, to start getting their entrepreneurial hats on and getting, you know, making these opportunities. We don't want these opportunities to go to other people. You want them to stay here with Bahamians, having their own businesses in tourism, in crafts and arts and anything to do within our island, with these new, with the carnival project coming on, with projected other projects coming to the island. Now, maybe with the hotel opening up, we need to have more product for a larger tourism base. Boy, that sounds sounded like a bitch.
Yeah, that sounds, hey, listen, man, that sounds like a bitch, man, you know? You know, come May 26th, I might be looking for some real estate. And
well, don't you worry. I mean, my family's working on a business. We are doing it. I was like, there's no way I'm going to let this opportunity go. With my own marketing skills, I should be able to do it. So we've got our whole family involved, and we're trying to come up with a product to sell as well. And I'm working with my son on a tourism one because, you know, we've got this increase coming. And one of the number one complaints that we get from tourism here is that there is not enough for us to do, or not enough for them to do. So we need to pick that up. And it's up to us as Bahamians to get those jobs, because we don't want anyone saying, hey, you know, there wasn't enough to do, so we had to bring a foreign element in. We don't want that to happen. It's our opportunity now. And I think we have to take it.
Darren, how is it, you know, on your side of town? Sounds good on your side of town, but has it reached the entire, all through the community? Do you see that the Grand Bahamians far and wide have jumped on the opportunity?
Well, you know, Naughty, a lot of Grand Bahamians, even in Carnival, had broke ground and was encouraging Grand Bahamians to prepare themselves, would have went ahead and did so. You know, some were extremely, well, a lot were extremely disappointed because, you know, the opportunity that they were expecting did not happen. And so I have to always be the bearer of bad news there, you know, that sometimes it's not always as, you know, what is said. Because, you know, a lot of restaurant owners, a lot of tour operators, a lot of tourism products, people, they prepared themselves. And so we would hope that with the other projects that are coming on screen, that the opportunities would be presented and would be available to Grand Bahamians, because, you know, we see the opportunities, and sometimes we're not the ones to really embrace the opportunities like expected.
All right. I guess that brings us to the two hotels in the room. Real quick, you know, that the Xanadu property has now been sold to Carnival, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Not Carnival. It was sold, Sarah, to Narit, no, to what's the tourism? I mean,
Royal Caribbean. Royal Caribbean.
Royal Caribbean. Correct.
All right. So, quick question. I just for clarification, how we say, you know, being Pacific and specific. exactly what is going to go on that property. Because in the barbershops here, it's a mixed bag. Some people feel another hotel may go there. Other people think it's going to be an entertainment destination. Some people have the fear that, you know, Bahamians are going to be excluded. It's going to be exclusive to tourists only or Royal Caribbean guests. What's the real breakdown on that?
There's been no comment. Royal Caribbean made a very generic comment and said that they are working on details, but nothing's been highlighted in the government's advisory on what investments are coming for the island. And so we don't know. There has been no definition given out at all about it. So everybody, really, it's a wait and see if the deal is finalized, if it's happening. So that one has not been confirmed as of yet. I mean, the government, the minister says it's been confirmed, but obviously she knows a lot more than we do, and it's the minister. So I don't know if the PM will give an update on Thursday at the hotel announcement, which everybody is buzzing about, obviously, because it's been a long-awaited deal, 7 years in the waiting. So that's what everybody's really, really hungry for right now.
All right, here we go. Turn it back now for my good friend, Mr. Chester Cooper, the DPM, Minister of Tourism, MP for Exuma. 0-2 the first two times. Here we go. Are we going to get on base this time? Have we made contact? Are we going to get a clean single, or are we going to get a pop out again? What's going on? Because I need to see that pen touch the paper and the proper signature go where it needs to be at this stage of the game.
I don't know if Darren, it will be covered live on ZNS, I understand. So you'll be able to see it. It's happening at 2 p.m. So that I would tune in there for coverage. I believe most of the stations, our news, Eyewitness News, will also be in town for this. Obviously, The Guardian will be there, and Grand Bahama News will be there. So it's exciting news. They're also having an event. BIS put out yesterday that Port Lakaya will be doing an event afterwards at 5:30 celebrating the announcement. So it's really just everybody waiting to see what the announcement will be. Obviously, there's the normal sip, and everybody thinks they know what's going on, but we'll never know until the announcement comes.
Well, I want you to let them know that also that by proxy, Talking Heads will be there as well, too. You know what I mean? We should have you on down there, so everything should be copacetic. We should get it, you know, live and direct, too, next Tuesday. You know, the full breakdown, if you could even jump, maybe do the majority of the show on it, that'll be good. But, Don, you straight, you go into it. I know they sent you your invitation, right?
Oh, no, I won't be going. I'm not sure if I'd be watching it live on TV either. You know, I don't want to see the signing of the agreement. I want to see the actual agreement. I want to know what's in it. I want to see what our government would have given away from us or what we would have benefit. What is it, the benefits for Bahamians, for Grand Bahamians? What's the layout design? What's the time frame? You know, what are we having to put in this investment? Those are the things that I want to know. I know while many want, like you want to see the pen touch the paper. You know, I won't see the real deal. I'm optimistic. I am happy that we are to this point, but that the devil was in the details that we didn't take the time to really pay attention to. So I'm going to remain the Grand Bahamian. That's going to be the one that's really going to stay focused and wait to see what's the real deal behind it. And so that's really where I'm at. You know, because oftentimes you see these projects come. And, you know, we make big fanfare about Carnival. Carnival is really an employment place for Grand Bahamians. No real opportunities for, like, person like myself and Sarah, who is not looking for a job, but just looking for better opportunities.
Yeah, we're looking for we hopefully get the benefits on the outside of that. Yeah, I'm excited. I am hoping for me, my thing is that I have this thing about the airport. I would like to see the airport.
That was going to be my next question. How does this all tie in with the airport? Is there any pressure now to make the airport ready to go?
Well, that's what I'm hoping to hear about. Yeah.
No other question.
We've got to have more airlift in order to get them. People are really struggling to get to the island, and people are struggling to get off the island to go to do things, you know, and flights are getting full. I mean, Western Air put a new flight on. You can barely even get on that flight. It's so packed. So we must need them. So, and we just need a better venue than we have now. So I don't know. I would like to see that when the hotel comes, that an airport update is given, because we haven't had one. So I really am hoping something will come of that.
Because obviously, you know, like in New Providence and a few other times, you don't feel the impact of the cruise ship passengers as far as stop right. off and spend on, you know, the average spend is very low in this part of the region. We're one of the lowest. So hopefully this will be able to, you know, give Bahamians jobs and also give other Bahamian entrepreneurs a stake in the game where you have actual, you know, viable tourist traction and traffic. And definitely an airport will provide the overnight for hotels and any other projects that spring up, because without that, it's a moot point.
Yeah.
Not, you know, there's so much whilst we are so excited and happy for the announcement of the heads of agreement, which is basically, from what I've been able to understand, just an agreement based on our discussion. I'm not binded to it. I can opt out of it. We've seen plenty of heads of agreement signed. It's until we start to see the actual construction, until we see the vision of what this property brand is going to bring, what's the gist of it, how is it going to benefit the Port Lakaya marketplace, how it enhance the marina that's right around the corner, the restaurants, the jewelry operators, those are things, because again, we can all-inclusive property. We could end up with a property that we have a hotel brand open, but really how significant will the surrounding properties really benefit? And so, you know, I don't want to be always the bearer of bad news, but I want to see the details. And so that's where my focus is really on for tomorrow. And so there are questions, like Sarah said, that I hope that the Prime Minister, in the midst of all of the celebration and the partying that they would have tomorrow, that they would find the time. That they would find the time to really sit and speak with the media to bring those answers to the question that we have related to Grand Bahama and many other questions like the airport, where we are with that.
Yeah, that I think that the key ingredient to that and the deal maker and the deal breaker should be that airport, because that airport needs to really, you know, facilitate airlift and not just one or two flights. Like, get as many, you know, carriers that want to, you know, now partner directly to Freeport or to Grand Bahama as we can, because obviously now, how many rooms does that property have again, Darren?
I don't know. I can't remember how many.
Say it again.
At least 5 or more, correct?
I know right now it's been lowered, but I don't know what the number was originally when the hotel first opened, to be quite honest. I don't know. So I think that'll make it. Remember, there's 3 different properties there.
All right. So at the end of the day, you got 3 properties, and obviously all of those will be part of the agreement, correct?
We don't know. I would like to think they would be, because you've got the original old, as I would have known it, the Holiday Inn. Then you have the middle, the old Atlantic that got refurbished and looks like a ship. And then you have the end property, which was the old Lucayan, and that was refurbished as well. That's the one I think that they use the most at the moment. That's where most of their guests are staying currently. That's run by, you know, because it is open. It's run by the government. It's a beautiful property and has, you know, the convention center as well is also always in use. So that does very well. So I'm presuming I don't know if it's all 3 properties. I'd like to think it is. And I think the people who will be most, who will be watching most of all will be those people that Darren talked about in Port Lakaya, because for them, it's been so hard. Thank goodness for Pelican Bay and for, you know, Airbnbs around the area that have kept it going. But Port Lakaya was just a thriving place before. And I'm hoping, you know, once this hotel, I don't know what their due diligence is. I don't know what their changes are going to be, but let's hope for them. It brings a lot of change back to Port Lakaya and brings that life back to it and the business again that they had before.
Well, that's what, you know, most people anticipate, especially folks who are here in New Providence or from Grand Bahama. That's the next thing that needs to get up and going, because a lot would like to be part of whatever the new construction portion of it is. And then obviously, but again, I think that it's imperative that the majority of the work should go to Bahamians.
Yes. Yeah. And that's the main thing. And we really do want to make sure that Bahamians get those opportunities. And I would be 100% sure that our prime minister will address that tomorrow, because he knows that's going to be the major concern. And what we hope will bring more Grand Bahamians back, as we talk about every time. And so these opportunities should open the doors for them to come home. Hopefully they get the first opportunities and goes from there.
Well, I'm getting some text that it's 1,200 rooms. So we'll see exactly.
Thank you.
And then obviously we're getting some other texts as well. Condolences to the families of all of those involved in the 8 Mile Rock tragedy. And in addition to that, good afternoon, Naughty, and your guests in Grand Bahama. I hope they don't use the same ink and pen as they did on the Pike deal. That ink doesn't dry. All right. So, yeah, I think that's the concern of most Bahamians at large. Can we get this done? Because obviously that makes us better as a tourism product.
Naughty, you know, let me say this, that you know, and I always like to be on air with Sarah, because Sarah's always have to be the, you know, the silver lining.
Pollyanna.
I am, that cup is always half full with I'm still trying to fill it up all the time.
I'm just so grateful for you, Sarah. You are just simply the best, so keep doing what you're doing. But, you know, what is amazing is we've had this administration that has talk, 44 months into their term in office. And then now 16 months before another general election has to be called. And now all of a sudden, like, you who came into office with all of this master plan, with all this dream selling, and you're not going to be able, as a government, before going into an election, to actually cut the ribbon for these projects that you've been working on when you get into office as the government. You know, the only thing that the government might get to cut a ribbon on is Carnival Cruise Port, and they didn't start that. They met that going. But nothing else, Naughty, in Grand Bahama. No fire trucks. They came in knowing we needed it. They bought all these ambulances, and it's only now used for other things, but know that we have medical challenges, and you will not even be able to open that facility before another election or many others. These Zandu Beach projects, now the hotel. The deputy prime minister said in an interview on another station that the airport is on track to be opened in 2025. Which airport are we talking about?
Not the one that they semi-constructed or deconstructed or demolished, whatever that is.
That work has stopped now months ago. From last year, millions of dollars wasted, and we still don't have the full final project. So I would like for the PLP administration and their cronies to get their heads out of the cloud and get really serious about, I mean, it's now, I mean, 16 months left. The only thing you're going to be doing right now in the next 16 months, Naughty, and y'all watch it, there'll be a plenty bunch of ink on paper and plenty hard up. And plenty shovels.
Correct.
Because they're going into an election. But you weren't this serious. You have no hurricane relief efforts brought to the east end of Grand Bahama, even though you felt that the previous administration took too long to respond, but you've not responded yet in your 44 months into office. You've not been able to deal with the issues related to the island in your 44 months into office. I made one comment on another interview yesterday about people returning home. Five persons return home, and because of Carnival, and I got, I mean, more PLPs up in arms that, oh, I'm singing the praise of the government because five people return back to Grand Bahama when hundreds have left. Hundreds have left, and they only return because they realized that they couldn't find no chef and no important restaurant operators or workers, and they had to up the pay to bring some of these people back home. And this is again Carnival Port, a port that the government really didn't really. What did they do? Just till the shovel, because they were the administration in office. Nothing Chester Cooper had said about Grand Bahama in his delivery is actually being delivered. and this hotel only a heads of agreement being signed. When will construction start?
Let's get to the phone line, sure, because we got a couple of callers. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, good afternoon. Good afternoon to it's always a pleasure to hear the crew in the studio. And who's that, Sarah and Grandma?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I know that's Darren. Yeah, it's kind of interesting, you know, the same old rhetoric that goes around. And, you know, it seems as if, you know, the governing party, parties in particular, whenever Bahamians speak soundly to the issues that is facing us as a country, it seems as if they take umbrage in trying to some way somehow distract you from what the true message or the true verbiage of the message is saying. You know, all of this money that we've been spending around traveling around the world, and yes, I heard someone say, yeah, well, you know, as the leader of a country or whatever, it is incumbent upon you to fly around the world to meet with world leaders and so on and so forth. Yeah, that's all fine and good. But if you're bringing substance to the benefit of the Bahamian people, then the Bahamian people would not be questioning. We are still yet today questioning, with all these trips that have been done, where is the true benefit on the ground for the Bahamian people? We have still yet to see these things. And we're talking about millions and millions and millions of dollars that could have so easily been spent on these so-called fire trucks, these so-called ambulances, these so-called infrastructural stuff, the so-called Grand Lucayan. Why hasn't that money been spent on that to try and revive it? And guess what? The thing what I don't understand is, yes, if the Bahamas government did spend the money on Grand Lucayan to bring it up to a certain level of a certain standard, even though they may not have completed it, it means that whoever this buyer is that they are trying to attract, the heads of agreement, then that buyer would then basically pay for the monies that was spent into the building, so we recoup our monies back. But you see, our people continue to take some of we, the Bahamian people, as ostriches who got their heads in the sand. I'm in Grand Bahama. I'm going to tell you right now, I've been in the hospitality industry for over 34 years, and I've seen the ins and outs of how hotels in particular work. I may not have been a president or a vice president, as some people have been, and have not contributed in any way, shape, or form ideas on how to bring about a successful operation, but they're on the receiving end of getting financial support in any way, shape, and form. But I'm going to tell you this. The average hotel will not survive in this country unless you invest into the line staff and the bottom staff who keeps the hotel running. It's not these presidents and vice presidents. It's not these major conglomerates. When you invest in the Bahamian people would then reinvest in ensuring that your operation is successful. And we continue doing the same thing, and I'll close on this. You know, the Grand Lucayan is a beautiful property. I've been there. I visited Grand Bahama. I got family in Grand Bahama. So I've had the opportunity to walk the property to a point. We need seasoned professionals, even if it means that we have to pull some of our same senior hoteliers who have never gotten past a supervisor or a manager post. But because of our experience, if you will get these people reengaged and get in there, tell us what your concept is, tell us what it is that you want to achieve, and then give them the goal to go there and get it done, the Grand Lucayan will be a success. In fact, the Grand Lucayan under a Bahamian flag, Bahamian ownership, and we can do it. We still don't believe in ourselves. But thanks for taking my call today.
All right, Jeff. Good stuff as always, man. Good to hear from you.
Very good.
But a lot of people... Go ahead, Don.
And just to add to something Jeff was talking about, you know, under the Perry Christie administration, Obi Bushkin being tourism minister, we had the same heads of agreement signed for the Royal Oasis property. Where is that now? Where is that leading into another election? So again, I cannot seem to be the one to get excited. And I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just trying to be facing the reality. Until it's done, until we see some things, until we see some investments, the Royal Oasis is just an abandoned facility now. And the Royal Oasis, the life of the International Bazaar hinged on the reopening of the Royal Oasis. But again, we saw petty politics being played when we were trying to only sold at like a brick going into an election to say, we sold the property, but nothing to date with a heads of agreement now in place, with a heads of agreement signed under the Perry Christie administration. Nothing to date. So sorry if I'm not the excited one, the excited Grand Bahamian. Sorry. I have to see it before I could actually get excited about it.
I totally get your stance on that, Darren. I mean, you know, I'm here in New Providence, and like I say, hopefully third time's the charm, but like you say, to the full extent of it, and it is actual factual, and it does come into fruition, man, because a lot of Bahamians are relying on this and really counting on this.
Plenty of businesses are relying on the sale of this property, but not just the sale of the property. And while we're focusing on just the property, Sarah, we are actually 1,186 days today without an airport under this administration. Yeah. That's how long it's been closed.
How long?
1,186 days.
Wow.
Since this administration, because this let me say this. In the midst of a menace administration, let me put some credit where it needs to go. In the midst of a menace administration, dealing with a Dorian and dealing with a pandemic, that administration can brag about the fact that they actually had the gall to buy the airport or to take ownership of the airport, or they had the gall to buy the hotel. This administration had these things. All they needed to do was make some management decisions and get them functioning. And they have not been able to date to get it done. So what am I getting excited about? With no pandemic, with no hurricane, no natural disaster, the brave Chester Cooper administration has encountered in no part of the Bahamas. No parts. But the Minutes administration, in the midst of all of its challenges, even in the short term, because they were there for 54 months. So this administration is only 10 months shy of the 54 months. And they're still struggling to get a hotel brand or a hotel property that they met in ownership. And they were the same administration that complained about $1 million a month being spent on the functioning of that hotel, but they have gone way beyond $1 million. I would be amazed to know what their monthly expense is.
But here again, we need things like the Freedom of Information Act and so on and so forth for all of that. But we've come to our time. I appreciate
you
contributing again this week. Great stuff, both of you guys. Look forward to doing it again next Tuesday, and hopefully we can say we actually have a signed agreement and it's heading somewhere.
And we'll know all the details and then, which will be good to hear. And hopefully it'll be that airport so we get you in that tuxedo we want to get you in.
All right. So you guys be safe. Have the great rest of the week down there in Grand Bahama. And we'll talk next Tuesday, okay?
Thank you. And thank you, Naughty, as always, for your time. We appreciate it. Everybody in Freeport. We love being able to get the word out. And there you go. We are very grateful to you.
All right, shout out everybody in Freeport, including my mother-in-law. I love you, and we'll do it again next Tuesday. We'll get to the break right now. Cuban Willie's Numerology Report brought to you by the Island Games. Coming up, we'll get straight to the news, then we'll get into 5 o'clock. I'm going to be talking sports. Keep it right where you got it.
Turn up the heat and the flavor with the new Jalapeno Fire from KFC. Crunch into the iconic taste of KFC's original recipe, extra large filet that's made with KFC's secret recipe of 11 herbs and spices cooked to perfection. Stacked high with spicy jalapeno peppers, pepper jack cheese, and our cool but kicking jalapeno sauce, all wrapped up in a soft toasted brioche bun. Go bolder and crank up the heat with our spicy zinger filet. The new Jalapeno Fire is bringing the heat and it's finger licking good. All I do
is win. Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's Numerology Report, brought to you by the Island Game.
Well, pass. I joke you, my Willie, and it's Tuesday. And it's time for my numero di report brought to you across by the Island Game. And today I got the lucky fourballs for Joe. And the lucky fourball for you today. 8-2-7-8-82-78. Play it and win with the Island Games. Hey, Willie, my friend.
Since 1989, Joker's Wild Comedy Club has been the heart of laughter in the Bahamas. But now,
get ready.
Join us May 20th to the 25th for the final shows with your headliner for the evening.
For my guy, comedian Tommy Davidson.
Joker's Wild Comedy Club has hosted world-class comedians from the early days of Steve Harvey and legends like Jay Leno and Damon Wayans. Joker's Wild has been more than just a comedy club. It's been a home for laughter and creativity.
We gotta start loving each other. Stop it. We stereotype too. Black people, white people can't dance. White people dance their ass off, just different.
Tommy Davidson, along with featured comedian Kirk Green and house comedian Naughty. Don't miss your last chance to experience the magic. May 20th to the 25th, Joker's Wild Comedy Club. Admission $50. Get your tickets now at AtlantisBahamas.com/events. Come enjoy and relive the laughter at Joker's Wild Comedy Club.
Penta has a new line, the Sky Series of Porcelain. It comes in four colors, Sky Noir, Sky Gris, Sky Glance, and this one, Sky Azure. As the name suggests, you would think it has a strong blue component, but the blue is kind of like just a hint in the overall coloring of the porcelain. The blue fire, and that's surrounded by light shades of gray. The Sky Azure, like the others in the series, needs to be seen to be appreciated. Stop by Pinder Tile and have a look at Sky Azure, one of the four in the Sky series.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Careless but workers of iniquity. Rastafari, it's my security. Chilling.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Pinder Tile, Prince Masters, Sandcastle Bahamas, Tropical Gyros, and the Water and Sewage Corporation.
Keep them far from Satan. I let her walk with me, talk to me. Show me the thoughts in them heart for me. My death on my journey, them can't see me. And my purpose in me, can't write off for me. Be a shield to me, reveal to me. The bad God, whatever they long give me. You never hesitate for us to seal for me. I lay, and I'm a going out. And when my forward in, never leave. Keep us far from vampires. And I'm going out and coming in. Keep us far from demons.
Where have I got you on Tuesday, May 13th edition of Talking Heads, your boy Naughty and your company, right up until 6 p.m. Purdy should be chiming in short order. And we'll be chopping it up. We will be talking sports. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. So let's jump on in as we always do with Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza, Monday through Friday, great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Now, breakfast on Saturday, listen here, that boiled fish, my God. Off the chain. If you haven't done breakfast at Naughty Johnny's, get down there on a Saturday or Sunday and love yourself. You'll love the food, I promise you. All right, here's what happened on this day. May 13th, 1911. Fred Merkle of the New York Giants recorded 6 RBIs in one inning. 1953, Willie Mays of the New York Giants and Darryl Spencer, also of the Giants, each hit 2 home runs and a triple in the same game. Mickey Mantle hit 3 consecutive home runs in 1955. 1958, Stan the Man Musial became the 8th player in Major League history to get 3,000 hits. 1972, the Milwaukee Brewers beat the Minnesota Twins 4-3 in 22 innings. The game was actually started on May 12th. 1982, the Chicago Cubs won their 8,000th game as a franchise. 1983, Reggie Jackson became the first major league player to strike out 2,000 times. 1985, Carlton Fisk became the 5th catcher in major league history to steal 100 bases. 1989, Wayne Gretzky was a guest on Saturday Night Live. The great Gretzky. 1991 at Yankee Stadium, fans sang Madonna's song Like a Virgin for Jose Canseco. Obviously, Canseco, wasn't he married to Madonna for a hot minute there? He might have been. Or he might not have been. He might have been checking her. I don't know. Jose got around. He swung a big bat. 1994, the Cleveland Indians began an 18-game win streak. And in 1996, Orenthal James Simpson appeared on British TV to discuss his not guilty verdict. And that's a wrap right there on Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Mr. Lynn in about 2 minutes. 2 minutes till Pearl time, ladies and gentlemen. 2 minutes till Pearl time. He's coming out of the dugout and out of the bullpen in 2 minutes. 2 minutes for Pearly. All right. So let's check out the local sports scene. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King National. And don't forget tomorrow's Whopper Wednesday. You get that Whopper combo, $9.95. VAT included. Whopper fries and your favorite soft drink at your favorite BK location. And, of course, you know, it's always good on a Whopper Wednesday. Enjoy possibly the best sandwich in the game once that right, the Whopper. Yes, indeed. All right. The local sports scene. I want to keep it real tight with the local sports scene here tonight. Buddy Hield. Buddy got to have a big game next time out for the Warriors. They're getting Steph Curry back. If they could get some of that three-point, you know, bombing going from the two of them, free up some space down low, they might have a chance to survive in this series. If not, it's curtains. Buddy would be in ground bomb in short order. I won't catch up with Buddy, but my God, not this soon. I think the Warriors need a... And I think if they get another victory, if they could stay alive, they might be able to push this thing to seven games. I think if Curry wasn't injured from the inception, this series might have been over right now for Golden State. So we'll see how that goes. And speaking of other Bahamians in the NBA making news, DeAndre Ayton, pending free agency coming up. Would he be a good fit in L.A. with the Lakers? We need a big man. He could get you 15 and 10 a night. And obviously with Redick there, Redick could coach him up. Maybe get him out of some of his bad habits and let him play a little less Xbox. Because that's the big knock that I'm hearing on DeAndre. He'd love up that Xbox, man. So we'll see. But nonetheless, the NBA playoffs, as we slide into who's in and who's out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. Listen, you got two big boys on the Eastern Conference playoffs in the semifinals about to be out. The Boston Celtics could be gone. No title defense. Second of all, Jason Tatum could be gone for a while. We still don't know the actual severity of that injury. And then you got Cleveland. All pretty in the regular season. And boy, I tell you, Indiana hot at the right time. On fuego. So we'll see. Indiana's hot at the right time. That could get scary. And Pearly's in.
Yeah, that's what's left of him.
What do you mean, what's left of you?
Yeah, this was left of Pearly.
Wasn't much to begin with, though.
See, anyway, no problem. No problem.
Two words.
No, can't say it on radio.
I can. Dodgers suck. What happened, man? What's going on?
The Dodgers get the best record in baseball. How the hell do we suck?
Yeah, I know, but y'all buck your toe a couple of times over the weekend, and I didn't appreciate it.
That happens. That's rivals. That's Arizona. That's the best NL best rival. That can happen.
So what you got good for the Dodgers this week, man?
Yeah, we got Athletics coming in town today.
That should be interesting. You all should be able to handle those guys. They got some sneaky batters, though. They put up some runs sneakily, though. Like, you got to watch them.
Yeah, you got to watch them. They do. If you don't, you know, you don't pay close attention, that could happen.
But I like the Dodgers in that series. That really could be a good series right there. But back to what we were talking about. And we could get back to baseball. But boy, probably we're on the verge of something that me and you would probably enjoy. and MJ would enjoy a good old throwback Eastern Conference championship. You're looking at New York and Indiana, possibly.
That's a possibility. I mean, I feel, you know, I called my I haven't spoken to Sheldon because, you know, I know he's very distraught right now.
Yeah, and I feel for Jason Tatum with that ruptured Achilles, man. I really do.
Yeah, he's a great guy, and he didn't want to see that happen, you know. But I saw the pain. When I saw him in that pain, I said, that ain't no sprained ankle.
Nope. And I hate to say it, I've only seen one man with a ruptured Achilles sink two free throws.
Brian.
Lord bless the dead. Kobe Bean Bryant, the Mamba.
Yeah.
So an interesting start today, not since Kobe retired. Has there been a player in the NBA to average 30 points and make an all defensive first team?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But the sad thing about it is that Celtic team is not going to be the same team next year. They're going to have to go through some changes. And Tatum is probably gone for about a year, so he's probably going to miss next season, or at least most of it. No, and when he does come back, he's not going to be 100% right away.
It's going to take him at least. If he comes back midway through the season, it's going to take him the rest of that season when he comes back to round in the form. But the following season, he should be good.
Yeah. The thing about it is they're going to have a $400 million salary with taxes, about $500 million. And this new ownership, I see changes happening in Boston. That same Boston Celtic team, Sheldon, Jason, you guys know, ain't going to be the same team next year.
Oh, you think some pieces might land in L.A.?
I think Hartford would probably retire. And then, without Jason Tatum, they're going to need to get somebody in. Will they beat Brown and use him to get a big package? Maybe send him to the Spurs for the number two pick or something like that?
No, man, but I'm thinking Jalen Brown will look good in L.A., bro.
He look great in L.A., but what the L.A.'s got to offer? We ain't got Jack, you know what, to offer.
Yeah, do LeBron like how they did Shaq, package him up and ship him to the Celtics.
Yeah. Send him there.
Throw Bronny in for a pack of Doritos.
Yeah.
I'm saying I don't think that's going to work, but yeah, that could be something. But I'm telling you, MJ Pearly, it's going to be long, bro. She's now, you know, back to tracking the Spurs again.
Giannis Spurs got number 2 and number 14 pick, plus they had last year.
The Spurs got the number 2 pick yesterday in the draft and the number 14.
Right.
So, you know, they're going to probably take a stud coming out with that number 2 pick, and then number 14 could be traded.
You could trade the number 2 to get a veteran leader.
Like Giannis.
You could get Giannis
for that number 2.
Like Brown.
You could actually throw 2 and 14 at the Bucks and walk away and take Giannis in another piece.
Yeah.
Because there's no guarantee what you're going to get at 14. You know what you're going to get at 2.
You can get a decent pick at 14. You got a really good pick at 14.
Yeah, I that's a possibility. But at the same time, you get Giannis in a piece, that might help you even faster because you're getting 2 veteran NBA players.
Well, we'll see what happens.
But Dallas quietly got the sacrificial flag raised for him.
I hope Plag doesn't be the typical Duke player, dominate college and come to the NBA. Another Christian Laettner.
No. He ain't no Christian Laettner. Let me tell you, he got some dog to him, Pearly. And you had NBA players go to bat for him after playing against the Olympic team. Flag was really taking it to them. They were
saying,
big endorser of the Flag, man, is Kyrie Irving.
Listen.
Look at the point guard is where he's going.
Laettner did the same thing with the Olympic team. Remember, he was the last player to make the team as well?
Yeah, no, listen, you know who I think Flag is going to end up like in the NBA, have a good, decent career, and put up good points every night? Like Keith Leno and the Pale Rider, who used to play for the Nets and played college ball at Utah, all right? Remember, he played against the Lakers in the early 2000s when we went on the first three-peat, when we beat up on the Nets and Jason Kidd? Boom.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to Jason Kidd, big head son who used to be at all them press conferences?
I don't know. Hey, can the producer take your volume up a little bit? You're kind of low.
All right, Mr. Producer, take the volume up for me a little bit, please. Thanks for the heads up, Pearly, if you ain't hearing me totally clearly. That's the first I've heard of it, but, you know, I appreciate the heads up. But, yeah, let me put up Jason Kidd's son. Jason Kidd's kid. Whatever happened to him. You remember he used to be at all the press conferences?
Yeah, I remember.
Okay, so he grew up. Wow. Now he's a big head old kid.
What's he doing? He's not playing ball.
No, man. Oh, he looked like he's an Instagram model. But anyway, so I think Flag will be serviceable in the NBA. I think Dallas will get better. That the Spurs are going to make a big jump.
I mean, who would think you go ahead and trade your best player, you get AD, and now you get the number one pick where you can get a quote-unquote generational player? It might be like, just like you lost nothing.
Correct. And it ties back to my theory that ever since Dave DeBusschere got Patrick Ewing in 1984 with the number one pick for the New York Knicks, that draft been rigged ever since.
Yeah.
All right, we got Muff the Great on the line. Let's go check in with Muff, see what Muff got to say. Muff, what's going on, Muff Road?
Yeah, brothers. Naughty, I heard you yesterday talking with, but Miami, he cut him. What happened to the Los Angeles Lakers cut him? And guess what? Let me show you something. That. Let me show you something, Naughty.
Hold on, before you get into it and get all volatile, when I say that, I say that as a fellow, drinker, meaning you drink rum, I drink whiskey, but we both just drink and we both out the playoffs. Peter ain't no better than in this case.
And guess what? The fellas, them who do Miami like that, they could be right where Miami is tonight.
Lewis is
more, is expected for number one to put out a number eight. But when you see a number four putting out a number one, that's more embarrassing than them sweeping us. They gone tonight. And Spider-Man tonight?
He may not.
I don't think he'll jack up.
I think and Indiana had their number like all season. Indiana.
Man, I'm telling you, I was killing them, man. I wouldn't even know about Halle Berry. Well, them trees, like,
say Halle Berry. You got Halle Berry.
I like that name. Let's stick with that name.
Yeah. No. That's too close. You do Halle Berry is Halle Berry, and Halle Burton is Halle Burton, man. Come on, fella.
Yeah, Halle Burton. Yeah. He's getting on bad, but.
Yeah, but that Indiana team, that'll be a good matchup, them and the Knicks in the Eastern Conference. That's two good young teams, you know. And you got some good talent on both sides. You got the Villanova Knicks. And you got Halliburton and Turner and a couple others pieces for Indiana. This could be good, you know.
Yeah, and then Jimmy Butler, them, they going tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, they going.
I don't know. They get stuff back tomorrow. They might have one more left in the chamber before they go out. I think they may get one more.
Yeah, well, they better do something. If they don't do something, my Steph ain't going to be back for that game. So
yeah, Steph is back tomorrow night.
Yeah, okay.
He's back for that game.
But they didn't. What are they going to?
Now, I ain't saying they may not be gone. I think that, like I said, they got one more in the chamber. I think they got one more.
According to what Aunt them do, though, when Aunt them got the big thing, because they so streaky. Yeah, they so
but
streaky.
But I think
it doesn't matter anyway. It doesn't matter. Any one of them two to win, either OKC or Denver could beat them. So it doesn't matter.
But I like the fact that Minnesota potentially is poised to take on OKC in the Western Finals, which is another good matchup of two good young teams. And if Denver gets there, the whole Rudy Tomjanovic theory, never underestimate the heart of a champion. They've been there, done that. If they get that close, they could run the board again.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, especially with the East being beacon with Boston going.
They ain't wasn't going nowhere. So, sorry for what happened to Tatum, like y'all say, but they wasn't going nowhere. So I ain't really feeling sorry for them. Look here, Denver. Looking to take it all. They looking to experience. But anyhow, hey, probably Minnesota Brian and Don, man, they need some of this rain. They got to send some of this rain up Minnesota to your family.
Yeah. I know what you mean. I can call many people today to see what's going on in a little bit.
Yeah. All right. Let me let someone else get a legal link, man. All right, brother.
All right, Muff. Be safe.
Yeah, you all do.
Yeah, so, buddy. Yeah, go ahead.
Can we get to the great good news of the day?
What is the good news of the day?
You don't know about the great good news for the day, Naughty?
Something with Zach.
No, nothing with Zach. Nothing with that. Nothing with that. Let me read it to you. I want you to read the statement. Pete Rose, who died in September, now has a path to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Commissioner Rob Manfred announced on Tuesday that Pete Shoeless Rose Jackson and other deceased players have been removed from the league's permanently ineligible list. Rose and Jackson were among those banned for gambling on baseball. As part of his announcement, Manfred ruled that the punishment of banned players upon their death. The decision removed a total of 16 deceased players and one deceased owner from the MLB Dodgers.
Joe Jackson should get into that. That was a great movie too. Eight Men Out. And you understand what was going on back then with the game of baseball. There was a lot of stuff going on, a lot of influence. But Shoeless Joe should be in there because he was one of the greats, Burley. People go back and look at the stats.
Yeah, he was.
He was a beast. So all things considered, glad to know he's there. Pete Rose, he should have been there a long time, but I'm glad to know.
But I'm happy to hear that. I was hoping he'd been able to smell his roses before he died, but that's
now, all right. That opens up the door, I guess, for Bonds, Maguire, Canseco.
I don't know about that. That's a different thing. Now, that's a different thing. I don't know about that.
All right. I got to make sure. Well, if Sammy Sosa do get in, the way he looked now, they might have to go back and use like something else because he don't look like the same person.
God, I know he probably has problems with his passport.
They have no footage to back it up right now. Because that old footage don't match what he looked like today. Sammy Sosa lighter than me. He's a walking bleach commercial.
I know what he means. He looked like a white dude, man. At least he won't have the white but being in the South.
He looked like, you know, he started his career as a Dominican playing baseball. Now he's retired looking like a Jamaican watching TV.
That's Naughty said that, folks. That's Naughty who said that, not Pearly. Naughty said that.
I'm here, yeah, try the conk. All right. But yeah, now let's talk your Dolphins, Pearly. Look like you got some good little talent there in Dolphin land, and you signed your backup, yours.
Oh, yeah.
So you got a little consistency there. I mean, he's a work in progress, but if you got to get in, he's better than Skylar Thompson.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
I think somebody signed Skylar Thompson, if I'm not mistaken. Was it Seattle or somebody?
He signed with, was it Pittsburgh?
Maybe it was Pittsburgh, because that quarterback desperate as well. And it looks like Aaron Rodgers is going to end up in Pittsburgh, but he's still doing his little two-step. Decided which country club he wants to join in Pittsburgh.
We'll see.
So, you know, if that's a priority when you sign up, well, you know, here we go.
Yeah.
It's another year of Aaron mailing it in, Aaron being Aaron. And I think he should have retired years ago, man, because to me at this stage of the game, he's just taking up space on the radar. Blocking, you know, younger players from ascendant.
We'll see
how it pans out, you know. A lot of things happening in the NFL. We got to get to the break, so let's do the break. Let's take the first break. And then we'll get back. We'll talk some more NFL, some more Major League Baseball. All right? Off-season NFL news, Major League Baseball news, you know, and the game's coming up tonight. And we'll get you ready for the final 15 with Rich Eisen. So keep it right here where you got it. The Tuesday, May 13th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Keep it far from vampires. It never going out and coming in. Keep it by your right hand. Keep it far from Satan. I let her walk with me.
Turn up the heat and the flavor with the new Jalapeno Fire from KFC. Crunch into the iconic taste of KFC's original recipe, extra large filet that's made with KFC's secret recipe of 11 herbs and spices cooked to perfection. Stacked high with spicy jalapeno peppers, pepper jack cheese, and our cool but kicking jalapeno sauce, all wrapped up in a soft toasted brioche bun. Go spicy zinger filet. The new Jalapeno Fire is bringing the heat and it's finger licking good.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Looking for tech solutions without the hassle? Since 1941, the Armory Company has been the Bahamas' trusted tech partner. From access control and cloud video surveillance to smart home setups and laptop repairs, we handle it all. Need a repair? We've got you covered, no matter where you bought it. Can't find what you need? Call us at 397-1600 for a custom solution. Visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street. With delivery to all family islands. The Armory Company, where your tech problems meet their match.
Been off the WSC grid for over a year? Now's the time to come back and save big. For a limited time only, The Water and Sewage Corporation is offering up to 50% off reconnection fees for customers disconnected for more than 1 year. Don't miss this chance to reconnect and enjoy your life at a discounted rate. Call 302-5599 to learn more. Water and Sewage Corporation, dedicated to dependable, affordable water solutions.
Wake up, Bahamas. Join the Zonta Club of Nassau's second annual We Are Family Fun Run Walk and Push on Saturday, May 17th from 6 a.m. at the Montague Foreshore. Push a stroller, walk with grandma, or sprint. Just move with us. The first 100 finishers will receive a medal. Stick around for health screenings. Every dollar supports PACE and the Bahamas AIDS Foundation, along with our youth program. Registration for groups of 10 is $25 each. Single adults, $30. Kids under 13, 10 plus. Everyone that registers gets a goodie bag and t-shirt. Call us today at 807-3021 or email zontaclubofnassau@hotmail.com. See you at the Montague Foreshore on May 17th at 6 a.m.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Care less but workers of iniquity. Rastafari, it's my security. Chilling. And I'm a going out and coming in. Never leave by Jaja. I keep a far from vampires. And I'm a going out and coming in. Keep a by your right hand. I keep a far from Satan.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, May 13th edition of Talking Edge. We're waiting for the company right up until 6 p.m. We got Earl the Pearl joining us. And probably we're back at you. We got the final ride home today with Rich Eisen, breaking down that whole situation with Jason Tatum last night, the ramifications for the Celtics moving forward. Some of the same things you were saying, that that team could be looking a little different next season. As well as the big trade the Knicks pulled off, the Carl Anthony Town trains look like it's making sense now. So he'll be addressing all of that. Yeah.
You looked kind of good last night.
He'll be addressing that on the ride home. So we could chop it up for a few more, and then we got to get to the picks, obviously, brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. But I'll tell you, if you look at the NFL, boy, there's going to be a lot of parity in the NFL this year, really. Some bad teams are going to get good. Yeah. They may not. Like, run the whole board, like you say. Sometimes you know how you say it, saying, man, it's September and October. Talk to me in December, you know what I mean? Talk to me in January. Well, I think there might be a rise on some of them early season, September, October games, where you see some teams that really aren't supposed to be winning. And, you know, the feed may leave them later on, you know what I'm saying? They may drop back to the pack, but there's a lot of those bad teams are playing weaker schedules. And they made some good drafts. I think the Jacksonville Jaguars might be one of those surprise teams.
I just think the Jacksonville Jaguars will finally be a healthy team and got an offensive line. So that isn't that a big jump for a team like them.
All right.
I think
that they're one to look for. I think quietly the Cleveland Browns could be another one. If they figure out what they're doing at quarterback. But I think they have a defense that's going to keep them in games every week. Have you seen them on the defensive side of the ball, Pearly?
Who, Jacksonville?
No, Cleveland.
Cleveland got a good defense. And if they get their quarterback game together, they'll be all right.
That's what I'm saying. They're another one that there's a dog for us there you got to keep an eye on. You look, who else is not in Arizona? Has quietly put themselves in a position to be a contender in that division.
Yeah.
San Francisco seemed to be rebuilding. The Rams have bounced back. That division's going to be tough. Next season, Seattle too. They might have some growing pains, but I think Arizona is another team that could be a trap game for some teams early on and throughout the season. You got some teams there lurking. I think the Jets are going to be another one too. I think Aaron Glenn is going to go and have them fired up playing a high level of football, whether they win or lose. And I think they're going to steal some games early. They may not be in there
in
the long run.
I think the Jets and the Dolphins will fight for the bottom. I think the team to watch on that division will be. They got the quarterback mate this in the second year. He'll be a lot better.
Rabel
a really good coach.
Now, did I just hear you say the Dolphins and the Jets battling for the bottom position?
If the Dolphins do better than 9-8, if they win 10 games, I will be over the hill ecstatic.
Wow.
They and particularly if they trade Jalen Ramsey, the Dolphins don't have any cornerbacks. If they lose Tyreek Hill, I'm not too worried about that too much, because in Washington and some other wide receivers they get, they are right. But I'm concerned. And if Tua can't stay healthy, he only played 11 games last year. If he can't stay healthy, he's not nominated for Miami. But I'm picking 9-8 is their record this year. Miss the playoffs or maybe make a wild card. I'm leaning more towards missing the playoffs. And hopefully we'll see some build. Because what I do like about what they're doing, last year the Dolphins was probably one of the oldest, if not the oldest team in terms of average age. They averaged almost 28. This year, they have a really young, their draft team is averaging 21 years old. So they're getting younger. They were too soft, so they're getting a lot more tougher in terms of in Grant, the defensive lineman, and I never could pronounce the offensive lineman. They're two beasts. And some of the other picks, they're beasts and they're rough, tough, young. So Miami is going in a young direction. So it's not a rebuild, but it's a reset. And I think they may have to take a blow this year to be better next year.
Well, they got to do something like along those lines, because you can't have a total rebuild.
No, you can't. But they were too soft. Miami is just like that little punk, you know, you walk through Miami, they're slapping the back of his head and keep walking. And they were doing that. Buffalo did it. You know, the Jets did it. Kansas City did it. Baltimore did it. You know, other teams did it. So what they are is up and knocking my head, I gupping you. You throw a rock at me, I throw an 8
inch rock. Wow, I had the word gupping a long time. Thank you, man.
I know. I dug deep for that one. I dug deep for that one.
Man, if you gup me, I got off the GameCube, right?
Eh? Real talk.
But yeah, I think Dolphins need to go that route. I don't think a full rebuild, you know, benefits you guys, because you do have some pieces. But like you say, you have some tougher battles this year than you had last year.
And plus, they're playing a second-place schedule. So that too is like, why are you playing a second-place schedule and you didn't even make the playoffs?
Cowboys didn't even make the playoffs, and they got blessed with like the third hardest schedule in the league, tied with somebody else. Or the fourth, tied with somebody else. So we'll see how that goes.
You made some good moves. You made some good picks. We'll see what happens. Some good signings. I just don't know. I'm saying this. I want to go on the record. Pickens is a great pickup if you get the new Pickens. But if you get the Pittsburgh Pickens, it's going to be a distraction in your locker room.
All I know is he's come in and said everything right so far, Pearly. So
They always say everything right.
I can only go on what he's shown us so far. You know what I mean?
Let's see what happens.
Dak Prescott say, I got him. CD Lamb and him work out in the offseason. He looks up the CD. He's a fan of CD. CD say he got him. So let's see if he got that mentorship there as well, too.
I hope so, because it'll be good for Dallas. You know,
I like what Schottenheimer is doing as a coach. Moved around people in the locker room. He put Micah and he put Dak next to each other in the locker room. Well, why don't you put
I needed to be there next to you to put my hand on your forehead and see if you're having a fever.
No, but listen, my thing is, if that's how you want to change the culture according to Schottenheimer, then why don't you stick Pickens right in between Micah and Dak and problem solve?
I bet you don't necessarily mean the problem solve.
I bet you he won't walk up in that locker room. I think there's potential there, man. I'm quietly optimistic, Pearly. This is the best offseason the Cowboys have had in a long time. Do you know how it's been stress-free for me this offseason? But you all just having to just be quiet. Yeah, well, they got another one. Now, I know the spin going to come. Yeah, oh, well, if it don't work, boy, this and that. But right now, in this moment, boy, I'm enjoying the peace and quiet. I glad I hear you all pick on other teams for that boo-boo moves in Pittsburgh.
Only one thing I can say right now, thank God for my Dodgers, because my Lakers and my Dolphins could break my heart this year.
Now, I hear in some talks about possibly DeAndre Ayton to the Lakers in free agency, Pearly.
Rim protector? He doesn't have to score a lot?
No, he's not a great rim protector, but he's big enough, but he's good enough on those lobs.
He'll have to become a rim protector because of L.A., because somebody got to protect Luka.
Correct.
So if he's not going to be able to do that, no use bringing him there.
No, I mean, he's not famed for being a rim protector. He could get some blocks in, though. I think in the right scenario, motivated, he plays. But he's good with those lobs, so that'll work. That's right up Luka's alley.
Hopefully he'll learn to put them games now.
Yeah, the Xbox, I hear, is the big thing with him. So we'll see, but I think the league too is kind of showing folks with these potential Eastern and Western Conference Finals with young teams and not the usual suspects. Could this be like the transition now away from the LeBron, Steph, to the Ant Edwards, Ja Morant, Tatum, Jaylen Brown?
Ja Morant's still a pretty boy trying to be a bad boy. That's not.
No, I'm just talking. I'm just talking about the young players, like the Lucas, so on and so forth. I'm not saying Ja as the face of the league, but obviously one of the crop of youngsters that are going to now carry it the rest of the way.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, you got Flag coming in too?
Well, everybody high on Flag. I don't know. Some tell me it is what you think, but we'll see. I hope not. And I hope he comes out and be a great player, but I just never have confidence in Duke players.
Nor do you mean Dr. Glass Prescott, who Cowboys getting ready to trade for being. Oh, okay. Listen. I know just who this is. Now, I want you to mark it down good. There are going to be two times me and you get to talk this season. One starting next week, that's the WNBA. You're Caitlin Clark groupie. And second of all, the Cowboys, if I'm not mistaken, play your Kansas City Chiefs this year. I don't care what you say. Don't be like Steeler Nation last year who was talking all that smack. And now they got names like Cow Turd eating Steelers because they was talking all kind of smack about my Cowboys. But who went into Pittsburgh and popped him in the mouth? All right? Text, I notice you, Kansas City, Mahomes, maniac, Caitlin Clark lover. We can talk. WNBA and NFL. And don't let my Cowboys beat your Chiefs. Because that could be a problem for you.
He keeps my angel out of his mouth, we good. Or off his fingertips, we good. In terms of texting.
Yeah, but I'll be honest with you, though. I think the WNBA going to have a lot of parity this year, too, Pearly. A lot of parity this year, too. All right, let's get to the games because we got to get to the break. So we got two in the NBA tonight, and our picks, our sports picks, our pro picks are brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. The game you know, the friends you trust, and the Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly. Eastern Conference semifinals, Indiana, Cleveland. I think Indiana wraps it up tonight, Pearly.
Yeah, stick a fork in them. That one done.
And I think that score is definitely going to go over because it's pressing on both teams. One is trying to eliminate the other. One's trying to stay alive.
When Mitchell is the game time decision, we'll see.
Then you got in the Western Conference, you got Denver taking on Oklahoma City. And Oklahoma City, the series tied up at 2-2. Pivotal game 5. And I'll be honest with you. I don't think Denver plays as poorly as they did the last time out. I don't think they scored 8 points in the first quarter. I think this is going to be a competitive game. You get Denver with the 10.5 points. I like Denver plus the 10.5, and I like the over in this one tonight, too.
I like the over, and I'm going to say this. I don't know why I'm saying it. I just have a gut feeling. Denver's going to come in Oklahoma City and punch him in the mouth and take this one. I'm going to take Denver the money line.
All right. Well, take Denver plus the 10.5, Pearly, to pay him.
All right. I'll take him plus the 10.5. Yeah. You're right.
All right. And a couple of things I want you folks to do. A lot of y'all hit me up saying, hey, Naughty, how can I find the coolest videos? How can I find your pro pick videos, your daily pro sports picks? Real easy. On Facebook, Naughty Got Jokes. Naughty Got Jokes, Raymond King Comedy on Facebook. Like the page. Follow. And by the way, I'm on Fuego 8-0, Pearly. 8 straight winners every day for the Island Game. For the last 8 days, I give you a free pick. And all 8 have been correct so far. Balance of Major League Baseball and the NBA. Going to branch out this week a little more when the WNBA starts. And those NBA and those NHL playoffs might be one or two places where you could find a good free pick as well. But if you followed my free picks, you'd have won 8 straight days in a row and you'd have won yourself some money with the Island Game. So be sure to check me out. Like I said, we had a farming, Naughty Got Jokes, as well as the Island Game Facebook page as well. All right, but that's where the pro picks are, 8 straight. And for those of you who have bet and won, you can thank me later or thank me when you see me and MJ. Just, you know, drop something in our pocket. Or if you haven't, go punish yourself. Like, stick your head in the door and close it and then, you know, punish yourself and follow me tomorrow and get a winner. All right? It's about that time, Pearly. I appreciate your chatting. Go ahead.
Just before we go, I went to St. Joseph Church Fair on Saturday. And this lady says, are you Pearly? I said, how do you know? She said, I know the voice. I love you and Naughty. I listen to you all the time. And I'm finding more and more women listen to us. But I just want to tell everybody, thank you so much for listening to us. It makes us, it motivates us, and we're grateful. Thank you so much. I just wanted to say that before we go today.
There you go, man. I appreciate that, man. We appreciate that. MJ appreciates it. I appreciate it. I know you do. We'll do it again tomorrow. Me and MJ will be in Richie as well. You know, we got the Open 9 Wednesday. That'll be excited. Thursday, you got it. And then Friday, Week in Review. And we got a special guest. No, we had our special guest on Monday. Yeah. But I was like, crap, still trying to bite me for that one.
Anyhow. That sounds like fun. Okay.
We'll do it again tomorrow, man. All right. And like I said, flip side of the break, we got Rich Eisen taking us home. Shout out to Mr. Producer. We'll see you all tomorrow right here on Talking Head.
So.
Show me the thoughts in them heart for me. My death on my journey, them can't see me. In my purpose, in me can't write up for me. Be a shield to me, reveal to me. The bad card, whatever deal and give me. You never hesitate for bust the seal for me. I lay, and I'm a
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Fancy this. One-of-a-kind pesto club sandwiches from Burger King Nassau like you've never tasted before. Choose from a juicy chicken breast or 100% flame-grilled beef patty topped with irresistible fresh pestos and tomato. Or start your mornings right with the pesto chicken crisp sandwich for breakfast. It's a delicious chicken patty topped with cheese, tomato, fresh pesto spread on a classic buttery BK croissant. The pesto club sandwiches are new, fresh, and only at Burger King Nassau.
Since 1989, Joker's Wild Comedy Club has been the heart of laughter in the Bahamas. But now an era is coming to a close. Join us May 20th to the 25th for the final shows with your headliner for the evening.
For my guy, comedian Tommy Davidson.
Joker's Wild Comedy Club has hosted world-class comedians from the early days of Steve Harvey and legends like Jay Leno and Damon Wayans. Joker's Wild has been more than just a comedy club. It's been a home for laughter and creativity.
We gotta start loving each other. Stop it. We stereotype too. Black people, white people can't dance. White people dance their ass off, just different.
Tommy Davidson, along with featured comedian Kirk Green and house comedian Naughty. Don't miss your last chance to experience the magic. May 20th to the 25th, Joker's Wild Comedy Club. Admission $50. Get your tickets now at AtlantisBahamas.com/events. Come enjoy and relive the laughter at Joker's Wild Comedy Club.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel and three others on a 7-day cruise to Panama, Colombia, Curacao, and Aruba on Royal Caribbean Serenade of the Seas. And here's the best part. No visa required. That's right, no visa required. You have four ways to enter, four ways to win. One, fill out the form in the Nassau Guardian. Two, listen to Star 106.5 and Guardian Radio 96.9. Three, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Four, or make a purchase at Going Places Travel. Entry deadline is June 27, 2025. So pack your bags, get ready to soak up the sun and feel that ocean breeze. You and three loved ones sailing the high seas on a vacation cruise of a lifetime. Drawing is on July 4, 2025. Brought to you by the Nassau Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel. Certain conditions apply. Airfare, taxes, and gratuities not included.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only 6.9 FM.
I care less what workers of iniquity. Rastafari, it's my security, chilling, and I'm going out and coming in.
I'm just trying to get you.
Oh, it's not happening. I'm sorry, pal. Such a terrible mood all day. And
don't
it's
a terrible mood.
Why?
I'm sorry.
Why would I not be in a terrible mood?
I know.
My favorite player on my favorite team is now out probably all of next year. And the Celtics, as currently constructed, it's over. The era's over. Their run is over. It was great. Got a championship. But it all ended last night, and I'm really sad, and I'm really bummed, and it's going to take a while to get over.
Well, in terms of that too, I mean, we're obviously referring to Jason Tatum going down with what appears to be an Achilles. I thought, because you know, he was writhing in pain, and they go to commercial break, and we started texting each other. You know, when Achilles get torn or popped in any way, shape, or form, right? That you normally see the guys don't, you know, they're not writhing in pain, right? Like when Dame Lillard went down, he just sat there, right? Aaron Rodgers went down, he sat there.
You've seen differences.
Like Kevin Durant, remember we watched his calf like twitch, right? Mm-hmm. Like we saw the super slow-mo because it was in the NBA Finals when they have 50 slow-mo cameras on every single human being. Yeah.
Kobe was like just like in shock. I mean, look, I've seen different reactions. So
I just thought we would come back and we would see him diving for the loose ball, and he was stepping on someone's shoe, right? Like his ankle would have just rolled something horrible. But instead, it was when it looks like he was propelling himself towards the loose ball, no contact, and we're still waiting to hear the word here from Boston. Or I guess New York, maybe he got it done, you know, just down the street from Madison Square. MRI is going to come back, and I think we're going to find out that he's not only just done for the series, but as you point out, Chris, the foreseeable future. And he was having the night. Now, obviously, in the first two games of this series, when the Celtics were missing most of their threes, there was even conversation like, where's Jason Tatum's hallmark game, big moment? And obviously, Chris, you pushed back being the big fan.
He's had several.
Right, pushed back with a handful of them.
Right.
But in terms of his career writ large, last night was being authored as his Madison Square Garden moment. And everybody, all the greats have their Madison Square Garden moments. Against the Knicks, obviously. And he was having it. At one point, Mike Breen appropriately said he was unguardable. He was unguardable. He was absolutely unguardable. And his three-point shooting at the end of the first half sparked a 12-0 run because I think Derek White made one and Pritchard made one.
Derek White started on fire last night. Tatum had 15 in the first quarter. He was on one right from the get-go.
But it was a one-possession game with 2 minutes to go in the first half, and then, boom, double digits, which is what the Celtics carried into the third quarter, in which Brunson began to answer back.
Brunson was unreal in the third.
He had almost 20 points in the third quarter, and that's what last night was. Breen, in the same breath that he called Tatum unguardable, unstoppable. This is why Breen has the Emmys. And it was an absolute classic unfolding in the Garden. And the Knicks did have a couple possession lead when Jaylen Brown lost control of the ball. OG Anunoby picked it up for an uncontested dunk on the other end. And the Celtics season and potentially next season and future got altered on the spot. And the Knicks finished it up 121-113. And in finishing it up to take a 3-1 lead on the Celtics, the ESPN broadcast, showed Tatum in a wheelchair in the tunnel. And, Jaylen Brown had this to say after the game.
I think everybody's concerned, you know, with Jason. You know, I'm not sure how bad it is. Didn't look great. Gotti is, kind of more concerned with that. Obviously, the loss is huge. And but we got to get ready for game five. So we'll take the night and pick our heads up tomorrow and put together a game plan to come out on our own floor to keep this series alive.
Well, he's going to have to, with Tatum out, because I can't imagine the news is going to come back so positively that it's just he'll be there for game five, let alone have an intact Achilles when we hear at some point, we assume over the next 3 hours, that Brown's going to have to crush it. He's going to have the nights of his life to extend the series, to at least force a game six and force the pressure back on the Knicks to avoid a game seven. But these are just only the best case scenarios. I'm sorry, Chris. As you know, I also live in a household of Celtics fans. I'm married into a family of Celtics fans. This guy is a superstar of superstars, having one of the biggest nights of his career. Every single time he touched the ball, it's going in. And when he missed, it was kind of surprising.
Yeah, he was having a great night. Unfortunately, he was kind of the only one. It was him and Derek White kind of carrying this team. Jaylen Brown didn't have a great game. Pritchard was kind of off. And Porzingis is obviously still feeling the effects of whatever illness is.
But he was out there at least, played. Right?
He was out there, but it was like
the first two games of the series where he just disappeared.
But he clearly wasn't kind of doing anything. Horford wasn't doing anything. And, you know, they had no answer for the Knicks. You know, best offensive night of the Knicks in this series. Credit all to them. Jalen Brunson, OG, and Mikal Bridges were awesome. They were, seems like every time they had an open three, it was going in. And Bridges had that mid-range game going. Bummer. Probably maybe the Celtics wouldn't have won anyway, but the last 3 minutes was shaping up to be absolute.
Like, here comes Brunson, here comes Tatum. It was a prize fight in a garden.
Yeah.
42 points for Tatum. 42. 16 to 28 shooting. Quite frankly,
yeah, really, every time he could have had a 50 piece last night for all we know.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think it was like 6 minutes left for when he scored his 42nd, and I thought, okay.
Yeah,
he's going to put up 50 tonight.
Yeah. He had to. If they were going to win the game, he had to do that. But, unfortunately, played out how
it was. It's like you said, man, we were setting this up, Brunson and him, back and forth, blow for blow, punch for punch, kick for kick. It was like, watching a
great
battle in an octagon or a boxing
ring. It was a great game.
And before this marred everything, I was, I was already making notes about how I was going to come in here saying, the Scott Foster treatment, his thumb was on your scale last night for a while. No first half free throws for the New York Knicks.
Well, you got to go to the basket to get free throws. Jaylen Brown was in inexplicable foul trouble. Like some of those.
So is Josh Hart.
Some of those.
It was crazy.
On both sides.
Right. Pritchard got trouble underneath the basket.
Well, he got shoved in the back.
But I don't know, man.
And Tatum double dribbled on the one and one that he got. And it was just kind of like, okay.
What are you looking at?
The Brunson called Brunson does that thing that Reggie Miller used to do where he sticks out his foot in the landing spot.
Oh, you're talking about the
Jaylen Brown,
the flagrant
foot didn't
foul.
Even move, and then Brunson sticks out his leg and lands on Brown, and that's a foul on Brown. Like
Hurt definitely tripped Tatum on the way to the rack that one play.
Yeah, where he hurt his wrist.
Yeah,
certainly
threw his leg
Mazzulla
out
wasn't,
there.
Like, I think Breen even pointed out Mazzulla's not yelling at him to get up from this one.
Yeah. Officiating was kind of dicey last night, but it didn't matter. The level of basketball being played was so high.
It was great.
And, it's kind of what we were hoping for in this series all along. But,
And Rich, we talk. I know you specifically don't like it when players load manage and take games off, right? There's a guy that we never really talk about is Mikal Bridges. I don't think this dude's ever missed a basketball game in his entire life.
I think since high school, right?
Yeah, he's had a really long streak.
Every night he's there, like you said, the mid-range, he was looking like a mid-2000s Sean Livingston. Just the elbow jumper was just on point. Like, this guy gets no real recognition, but they don't win that game last night without him kind of bridging the gap.
He was hitting everything.
Brunson.
44 minutes last night. 11 of 21 for Bridges in a 23-point night. Karl Anthony Towns, 23-11. OG Anunoby, 20 points last night as well. Josh Hart with just 6, but 9 rebounds, 5 assists. And then, of course, there's the maestro himself, quite frankly, with Marbury there. I was explaining to Cooper, that's Marbury, that's Latrell Sprewell, that's John Starks, that's Bernard King, that's Larry Johnson.
That's Walt Clyde Frazier.
And that's Walt Clyde Frazier, and that's the Schmecky guy in the hat we won't talk about. And Brunson, and there was Ewing, obviously. Mm-hmm. And there's Jaylen Brunson, who is 100% in that mix with these all-time Knicks. If not the best of his generation.
And
what he's turned into, let me just have a couple seconds here. What he has turned into. The clutch player that he is, the facilitator that he also can be at 12 assists last.